That's our morning anthem for today, people. It's Tebe Enunawakum, done and dusted for this Thursday morning. It's 60 minutes after 8, last and final hour, and of course on a Thursday. We've been doing this for, I think it's the almost the second month that we're into cultural focus, and we're focusing on all the different kinds of cultures that we do have within our community in Drakenstein, or in the Cape Winelands, rather. Now, we already had our conversation with the Khoisan, and at the moment we're focusing on isiXhosa. Anele is in studio with us. Chief, are you well?
I'm doing well with the grandeur.
It's cold and wet.
It's cold. It's raining.
Yeah. And it's Thursday.
It's Thursday, yeah.
The weekend is here.
100%. And this morning I'm warmed by your Grace song. Yeah, that's a warm one. I love it.
The Tebe one.
No, before,
which one? The morning
glory. The morning glory. Glory.
Did you do what I asked you to do?
Yes, sir.
Were you just listen to it on your own?
On my own. Yeah. I felt it, the presence of the Lord.
Yo, hafalak na.
Come on.
Serious, bro.
Yes.
Serious.
I love it.
Yeah, tune in more. You'll get more of that.
Definitely.
Anele is here to take us through some of happenings, traditions, known traditions, or can I call it ways of doing things within the isiXhosa group or culture, rather. Now, last week we ended off with the weddings, and we had the traditional wedding.
Yes.
Where you took us through how it works, what happens there. But now we need to get to a white wedding, white wedding as well. And you also mentioned last week or the week before that with the wedding section is that the couple can decide whether they want two weddings.
Precisely, yeah.
So the white wedding has now been decided on.
Sure.
Traditional wedding is first, that's done. Mm-hmm. Now the white wedding. Take us through it, Mene.
Good morning to listeners. But thank you for the opportunity, Grand again this morning, it's Thursday. With the white wedding, now it's been accepted. Both couples agreed to move to the white wedding. So now, the first thing they need to decide on is the venue.
Okay.
The cost, for how much it's going to cost and everything. Mm. And they look into the number as well of the people they want to, invite. Because, there's a lot of meal involved. There's those different meal costs that you need to cover, with your invitation that you've just been sending.
But just the question is that, is there a particular ruling or... should a white wedding be close to your house? Where should it be? Is there a rule in terms of that?
No, I don't think there's a rule. I think it's been decided with the two couples. It can happen, in front of your house, the white wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be in a hall or at the venue.
No, it doesn't have to. Okay. There was also a funeral, I think, in Bukwene last year. It was next to the house of the groom.
The real funeral? A funeral?
No.
Wedding, sorry.
White wedding. White wedding, yeah.
So then they put up the tent and everything.
A beautiful one. A long tent. And then they invite, people they want to invite. And they put a, security that is more secured. So that, those people may go with a pump up.
The party crashers
will jump into the fence and try to be... You see... Try to invite yourself, but you're not invited. So it can happen, in front of your house. But I think most of the weddings has been, they have a different venue where it moves particularly to where they're staying so that they can be in farm. So those ones that are invited, it's hardly to find the white wedding.
Okay. So it is important, Sikema, with any wedding, whether and whatever tradition you're following, you need to make sure be able to know, okay, we've got this money to spend. This is our budget.
Precisely.
Right, so now people are getting invited. Do they decide themselves who they want to invite, or how does it work?
They do decide. two couples as well. They decide, you know, based on maybe friends or family or siblings, and they want to invite based on the number, based on the budget as well, and the covering of all the cost. Remember, if you're moving where you're staying, let's say you go to the farm, it's a lot of it's another cost of transport. For instance, for your family, if you got a
must you pay for the transport to get your family?
Yeah, 100%. If you got a big family, you need to pay. You need to take them to the venue, to the venue, back home.
So, and if they sleep over, you must pay for that as well.
You must pay.
Okay, now, just a question.
Yeah.
How long after the traditional wedding, the white wedding, can happen?
I think can be happening maybe next to 3 weeks.
But there's no specific time frame.
There's no specific time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, right. So now the wedding is there. You've decided on a venue. You know what the cost is going to be. On the morning of the wedding, how does it work?
Yeah.
Or even the evening, is there preparation or something like that?
You know, evening, there's a lot of preparations. Checking all the dresses as well. You know, you check it all to, you know, the rings, they're available, you know, the bride, you know, she's okay, you know, and then et cetera to the groom, you know, people as well, if the venue has been secured.
Okay. Now, with the rings, is it going through a process or something? Nothing like that?
No, nothing. I think for our culture, you know, the rings have been kept by the groom.
So okay. Groom like normal, in my culture as well.
Yeah, so the groom needs to keep it.
No, actually, the best man.
The best man keeps it. I think actually on the day, but the groom needs to, you know, if he's busy, he can give it to the best man. Just say, you know what, take care of it, so that when we're leaving tomorrow,
you must have it.
You must have it. So they're like, hey, I forgot about it. No, you can't forget about it. Yeah. So the best man. Is the easy way to go.
So there's best man and bridesmaids as well with a white wedding.
100% yes.
Is there a certain number, a limit to a number, or who decides how many best men?
I think it's been decided with the two couples as well. They can be three or four, if they want to, or they keep it short to two.
In my culture, I've seen 10.
It's a lot, yeah. Your is a lot, yeah. From us, you hardly see 10. I think 4. Max is 4. In our culture.
All right, so the morning of the wedding. Okay, now, is it also a church vibe? How does it work?
Yeah, there's a. It's more mixed with traditional vibe with white wedding. Because there's a lot of Xhosa songs that will be singing on the morning, just to hype, you know.
That's before the wedding.
Before
the
white
ceremony.
Wedding, the actual ceremony.
And the singing is happening where?
It's happening to both families.
At the houses.
At the houses.
As they prepare to get to go to the
venue.
To the venue.
Yeah,
oh, okay. To the church.
Or to the church,
Okay. So there's specific songs.
Not specific songs, but I think more related to the actual day.
But festive songs.
Yes.
Vibey songs.
Vibey songs. But on the actual day, to the venue, the songs maybe will be played maybe during to the breaks of the pasta. The songs can be decided with both two couples if what kind of a song do they want to be played.
But there's no specific order how it happens in church.
In church there's an order. So let's say we go into church, everything has been set, and I think everyone has been moving to church now. So let's say we arrived, everyone needs to sit and relax, you know, just in a good order. And then the first, you know, groom's guys, they need to go in, including the groom, and then they need to wait. The pastor is there, is waiting, you know, there's a songs, background songs, you know, it's been playing politely, more related, you know, to the specific day, while they're still waiting for the bride.
Okay, now, in my tradition, or in my culture, the bride comes in with her dad.
Okay. Yeah.
Or if the dad is not there, the older brother, or someone that she decides who can take her in. How does it work in Isitxhosa?
I think it's more similar with your culture as well. It can be, you know, her father or her uncle
or one of the uncles
or one of the uncles or her brother. It's more similar with you because the bride she needs to come up with a father or uncle or her brother.
So then she walks down the aisle. ceremony happens. It's a normal ceremony.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, if we go out with the, to the celebrations, actually, now take us through that.
Okay. So the bride is in, and then I think everything is all dependent to the pastor. Uh-huh. I think everything has been opening with a prayer. Uh-huh. And then after that, and the pastor, we're just going to open, you know, with a word of accepting, you know, the actual day. And then after that, we'll begin just to open up with a word in terms of what we are here for this morning. And then from there, it's about, you know, those two couples to say, you know, you need to say what you want from your heart, based off to your
the vows,
the vows, to your vows, and just to give a opinion, just to say it, you know, not something from the pastor, but just the vow.
Oh, okay.
And that's how it's been happening. And then after that, is where we need to involve other pastors, just to bless, you know, the vows.
Okay.
And then blessing all the vows, and then we take it from there. It's where, you know, we just move it to, because it's already the table has been prepared for all the papers, the court papers, marriage papers.
Okay.
So that when they finish, you go and sign immediately.
But the same with my culture as well.
It's the same.
Yeah, it's the same. Exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same.
No, it's more similar than
I think that's the Christian part of it, because that's what we share, is Christianity.
And then
in the Christianity religion thing is, it's basically the same ceremony in church. Now take us to the actual celebration. They married, and everything is signed, the register is signed. They're now going out.
Now they're going out.
What happens outside?
So outside, out to the church, now we have another venue where we're gonna have party, dance, speakers, families are dancing, and now we're eating. There's a lot of booze involved. It's just a mess. So, but that one as well is we have a, you know, MC, someone is gonna give order. You know, we know it. It's gonna be a messy party.
But it depends on the budget. Sometimes they get a celebrity MC or something like that.
You know, from the marriage that I was in, I think 3 weeks back. We had I think, you know, Padko Bafana. Padko, you know Padko? So Padko was the MC.
Money for decades.
So he was the MC there. Yo, it was lucky, like, bro. You. So we had the guests from, you know, from outside, and then had to take charge of everything. I think everyone respected Padko as well. Just to keep order as well, because you don't have to, you know.
Where was the wedding?
It was in Wellington, but I forgot the name of the farm.
Oh, it's on an estate.
Okay.
No, it's fine. But the traditional stuff that's happening at the actual ceremony, are there traditional dancer, are there singing, or something like that?
Traditional dancer, yes, you know, it needs to be presented as well, the dressing as well, because both two couples, they give theme. Traditionally, you must wear traditional attire.
Okay.
It's a must.
With the white wedding as well?
White wedding, you can give them the attire. If, let's say, the attire is green or white, you must wear something that is more similar with what they want to you to wear. You can't be wearing red, but...
You as the guest?
As a guest.
Is it?
As a guest.
Give you color, a theme color?
Yeah, you've been given. Invitation has been sent to you via WhatsApp. Let's say, okay, this... the theme that you need to wear, green and white, you must look something more similar, you know, with the theme that they want.
Okay.
So you just come with your, you know, your just red, and then you're the only one. No, you just
come to an EFF rally.
EFF rally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So that's then done. Anything specific cultural that's happening at the actual ceremony? Traditional healers maybe there, or nothing like that?
No, there's nothing like that. I think marriage, it's more aligned with God, what to do.
More sacred.
And it's God. God approved that marriage is what everyone needs to go through.
And then how long can a wedding celebration, white celebration, continue? For how long?
I think it depends to the duration of the venue that you've been hired. If you've been given the duration,
okay.
And then you need to stay based on the duration. But if it's open, you see, it can go all the way till morning. Then it can go
the whole weekend.
The whole weekend, it can go all the way to the weekend.
If there's enough food and booze, the people will stay.
They will stay. But you must have control. Otherwise,
is there a specific rule in terms of your culture with presents that you give to the couple?
Yeah, 100%.
Must you give a present?
You must give it. Or you can maybe engage with them to say, I'll send you the money. Because usually on the venue, we have people who receive the present. We have people who can be sent. Because we know most of the people, they have cash. They can maybe send e-wallet.
On the day of the wedding?
On the day of the wedding.
Or can you bring cash?
Or you bring cash, but we'll let you know. Maybe at this corner, we have, you know, Anele and whoever. So if you got something, go to him. You drop it. Even if it's Mali, you just drop it to him. So you're going to take care of it.
Or you go to him and send the e-wallet to him.
E-wallet to him, yeah.
I don't have to tell you that I got what I got, ne?
But you must, you know, have someone that you trust.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't just put, you know, whoever, because, you know, other people will give you 5,000, 10,000.
Then I'll tell you, I only got 1,000.
You see? So you must have maybe a family related, or your brother, or maybe your children as well.
Righto, Chief. We've got Anele with us. We're busy talking about cultures, and it was stern this time around. We need to get to funerals, but we're going to do it after our last and final sports and traffic update.
Precisely.
So Anela is going to stay with us, people. We need to go find out what's happening sports-wise. And for that, let's cross to our sports desk. So I